say hello now to Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. These are the people that run Memorial Hall, Festival Hall, and Festival Park, and they bring some great entertainment. I got a list here.
Yeah.
And, man, you know,
yeah, just because festival season's over doesn't mean we're not busy.
I got to talk about this. I know it's not in the order here, but the quilting show coming up.
Yeah.
Only because everybody's asking me about church. Oh, you hear that quilting show's coming? Everybody, this quilt, who knew?
Yeah, it is a big deal. it's this weekend, so it's Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it is the Lighthouse Legacy's 15th annual quilting and sewing show. So Festival Hall is filled with booths with, you know, all kinds of vendors and things that cater to the hobby. But, you know, yesterday, a lot of the contestants, I guess you would say, were bringing in their quilts to be judged, and quite a lot of activity at Festival Hall yesterday. We were really kind of surprised at the activity, and it's going to be continuing on today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So
I would never have known it's that big.
It is a big deal. It really is.
And my
is.
Wife's friend, who she grew up with as a child, was talking to her. So I heard your husband talking about a quilting show. I wanted, how do I get into that?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, and it's open to the public, you know, if you want to, you know, come and see the handiwork of some of these folks. And so it's a $7 admission at the door, or you can buy them online at festivalpark.com. I'd buy them at the door and save the service fees, so save a few bucks on
that's
the service
some
fees.
Inside information.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't hear that from me. Don't tell anybody where you heard it. Okay.
Secrets of the trade.
All right, now the big one coming up is St. Nick's Festival of Trees. And this is at Festival Hall. This is huge. And I remember years ago, we used to sponsor a tree, right. And it was huge. We went, there was wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, it's we're bringing it back after about a 10-year hiatus, yeah. And it's, as you're saying, it's really a beloved Racine tradition. Everybody, if you're from the area and you've gone, you have memories of Festival of Trees. I mean, whether maybe you're in high school and your choir performed there or something like that, it really is an exciting thing that we're really thrilled to be bringing back. And we have some great sponsors that we're getting the trees from Milliger's. We're being sponsored also by Aurora Healthcare and the local Culver's franchisees. So it's going to be a great thing. Festival Hall, as you said, filled with trees. We've got a lot of different events happening throughout the run. The festival itself is going to run November 21st through December 6th. So in and amongst that time, a lot of different events that'll be happening that for the public to come and participate in. And then, you know, they'll come in, they'll see the trees, buy some raffle tickets, put the ticket in the bucket of the tree they might be interested in winning. If they win the tree, they get to bring it home for the holidays. So, and then each, all the dollars that are donated to those raffles, the sponsors of the trees will use that money as they see fit, donate it to their local, you know, their favorite charity that they have a connection with. So it's really a great thing. So we're very excited about it. We tried to do it last year, couldn't quite swing it in the short time that we had, but this year it's going to be a big deal.
One of the first times we were there, this will age you a little bit to tell you when we were there. We were selling our Christmas cassettes.
Cassettes.
And then we branched out to Christmas CDs.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Christmas cassettes, and they were, we sold them for like $3 or $4.
Sure.
And we gave the money to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling it. We still have boxes in the basement of our Christmas cassettes.
I'd be interested to see the sponsors on that. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
businesses that sponsored
Christmas cassettes.
Yeah.
And then we did CDs, the latest thing. Uh-huh. And now,
but you had to have a $1,000 CD player to play it in.
Oh, you heard that this morning?
Yeah.
I remember
my first one was about that much.
I worked at a radio station, and we had WKLH was in our building on the upper floor.
Sure.
And they invited us upstairs. This was in the early 80s. They said, you got to see what we just got. And they were showing us their CD player they bought.
Yeah,
and our station,
deal.
We got to get one too.
Yeah.
They brought us upstairs to look at their new CD player. Sure. Whoa. And our station said, we got to get it too. Yeah. And now CD players, I still use mine all the time. I use my DVD player every single day.
Yeah. You know, my car does not have one anymore. They don't come with them anymore.
My car does because it's a 2012. My wife's, she bought a little portable CD player. It works half the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that well. But I have it built in.
Sure.
Now, you can have them. You can order them in there, and they'll put them in for you.
Yeah.
A They'll do it. As long as you pay, they'll do anything you want.
Sure. And a lot of people still like the physical media, still like to have it and hold it and open it up and look at the liner notes and things. And,
I don't want to depend on streaming services that say, oh, we got rid of that series.
Yeah.
When I want to see Columbo, I've got every Columbo, every Leave It to Beaver, every MASH.
Sure.
I've got every Dick Van Dyke. I've got every Taxi. I've got every Two and a Half Men, every King of Queens. I just pull them out when I want to watch them. I'm not dependent upon.
Absolutely. I've got a couple myself, so I know what you're saying. Every now and again, you like to pull it out and look at the the interviews and things like that. So
what's this with Southport Beach House? What's that?
Southport Beach House. We are expanding our reach into Kenosha. Southport Beach House is a New Deal era. It's exactly what it sounds like. It was a beach house. It was built on the south side of Kenosha, right on 2nd Avenue, and it was started during the Roosevelt New Deal era. It opened in 1941, and it was a house to where the water came right up to the edge of the property, and there were showers and locker rooms and things and concession stands, and people would go in and swim and change and all that good stuff. But over the years, of course, the beach has kind of eroded back from the house, and it had been really not used very much, like in the last 20 years or so. So the city of Kenosha redid the brick, the tuck pointing, the roof, and we took over the management of it. And there's still a little bit of tender loving care that has to get some paint here and there and some removal of graffiti and whatnot. But soon we will be taking dates to for people to have weddings and corporate events and wine tastings and things like that. So you can find out more about that at our at the Facebook page. Southport Beach House. It really is an amazing property. If you're from Kenosha, you might be aware of it. If you're not, come on down and check it out. It's right at the trailhead of the Kenosha Dunes. So it's it really is an amazing building.
Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is here. We're talking about all the events going on in Racine and now Kenosha. We'll add that to our list as well. The Lighthouse Legacy's 15th Annual Quilting Show is coming up on the 4th. We talked about that. How about Building Hope? What's that?
That is a gala to benefit the Habitat for Humanity, and that is October 16th at Festival Hall. So it really is an event to help finance, all the great things that Habitat for Humanity does here in Racine, building affordable housing for folks that need it. And anybody that's familiar with Habitat for Humanity knows it's something that, the late President Jimmy Carter was really involved in. And that
he
really
was building houses in his 80s. Yeah, he was out there with a hammer and nails.
He was swinging the hammer then. And he really brought a lot of great attention to the Habitat for Humanity. And the group here in Racine does a lot of great work. And that event on October 16th is their big fundraiser for the year.
And this is a big one coming up, the 79th Annual Freedom Fund for the NAACP Banquet coming to Festival Hall.
Yeah, that is another thing that benefits the great work that the local NAACP chapter does, and that is October 17th at Festival Hall. So, 79 years, that's quite the run for the NAACP here in
Virginia. I know it's hard to believe, but it's older than me. I know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say, Don.
That's a big event to be at Festival Hall.
It is, and we'll fill it. It'll be quite the thing. So it really is an amazing thing to, everybody comes out to see and be seen.
Make sure I get these letters right. USCCA Concealed Carry Legal Defense Seminar is coming to Memorial Hall now.
Memorial Hall, yes. The USCCA is an organization that it's essentially an insurance agency. So if you are a concealed carry permit holder and you have to use your weapon in an unfortunate situation, you can take advantage of their legal defense funds through the USCCA. And a lot of people might have the misconception that just because you have your concealed carry license, you're okay to shoot anybody that may be threatening you, and that's not the case. So there's a lot of legalities that have to be satisfied. So these seminars really help people be responsible when it comes to when they're carrying and the situations that are legal and maybe borderline legal to use your weapon. It's broken up into two sessions. This is October 25th at Memorial Hall, which is a Saturday. from 11 to 2, there'll be a separate seminar called Should I Shoot? So run through a lot of different scenarios where it may or may not be prudent to use your weapon. And then from 2 to 4, the really exciting part of it is they're bringing in the nation's top legal defense attorney, Dave McDermott, who really does, you know, really powerful speaking as to, you know, some of his defendants that he's worked with, people that you know, you might think have been justified to use their weapon and ultimately were arrested and prosecuted. And he helped, you know, get some of these people off and really navigate the you know, the touchy legal situations that go along with using your weapon when the situation may call for it. So and this is a free event, and you can register for tickets at usconcealedcarry.com.
Never touched a gun in my life. Never held one.
Okay.
A water pistol, maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm a I'm a concealed carry holder, and I, you know, I'd be
terrified to have one in my hand. I just it would scare me to death to have one.
Well, the secret is training. Training, being properly trained, and knowing your weapon, you know, staying within what your abilities are, so you're not so trepidatious about it. You know, getting familiar with it, using it.
And my wife wanted to get a gun once, and we police friend. She worked for the police department, and she we talked to one of her police friends, and he said, "I'll go down to the store with you, and we'll make sure you get the right gun for her."
Yeah.
COVID hit right then, and the stores were closed.
Okay.
So she never went about getting it. But I wanted an expert to go with her who knows anything.
That's a good idea.
My dad once, I said, do you want to get a gun? He said, I wouldn't touch a gun. Touch a gun? You were a tail gunner during World War II for 4 years. Yeah. You were shooting a machine gun for four. Yeah. He said, that's different.
That was probably enough for him. He had enough of it.
I said, 4 years, you were shooting a machine gun every day of your life for 4 years. What do you mean you won't touch a gun? He said, that was it.
Yeah. No, I understand totally. My daughter is a certified firearms instructor, so you know, she is kind of my go-to when it comes to some of these things, and so we go to the range quite often, and she works for the USCCA, so that's kind of how we became connected to them, and their parent company, Delta Defense, out of West Bend, has been a great sponsor of Festival Park.
Let's do a quick review of some of these events on the list here.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, I see in December you get the Racine Symphony coming in.
We do.
Now, I'll mention that because, let's see, what's it? I better remember the number of years here. 19 years ago, a friend of mine, Greg Berg, was the MC for the symphony, and he couldn't make it that day, and he said, can you please do it?
Yeah.
Well, that was the day I was going to propose to my wife.
Oh.
So, my girlfriend. So I talked to the symphony conductor, and I said, listen, let me do it at the intermission.
Yeah.
Just make sure nobody leaves the stage yet. And he said, I'll tell everybody in the orchestra, stay where you are. And I was in my tux. Luckily, she was really dressed to the nines that day. She didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
And I brought her up on stage, and she was shaking. I gave her the ring. Thank goodness she said yes. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
And we had the French delegation to our sister city. Could you imagine if she said no?
Oh,
and I got to do the second half of this concert?
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah, if you're going to do that, you got to know the answer. We always see those videos of the kiss cams at the ball fields that the girls say, can I talk to you in private? And then, so that's a no.
Yeah, would you marry me? You put it on the board, and then she says no. Oh, no!
Yeah, and you just feel for the guy.
Oh, no. No, I knew, because she was there when I bought the ring.
Sure.
But she didn't know she was getting it that night.
Yeah. So she knew it was coming.
Okay, St. Nick's Festival of Trees at Festival Hall. Now, it's November 21st through December 6th.
Yes.
And you could bid on, not bid, but you put a raffle ticket in for the tree. Mm-hmm. You might win these trees from the best ones, Milliger's.
Yeah, yeah, Milliger's, they come pre-lit. So if you're a sponsor, you're thinking about sponsoring, you don't have to worry about, you know, stringing the lights or anything like that. And we really do have, you know, a lot of availabilities left to sponsor trees. So if you're a business or organization that would like to be a part of Festival of Trees, please feel free to reach out to me at Festival Hall via email, kevin@festivalpark.com. And I'd be happy to set you up and show your options, and it's really going to be an exciting thing. We've got some great sponsors already, tree sponsors, and then of course our major sponsors, Milliger's, Aurora Healthcare, and Culver's.
I never had a Christmas tree in my life. When I got married, my wife went to Milliger's, got a pre-done one, brought it home, and I said, oh, you don't have a Christmas tree? No, I did it for you because you never had one.
Yeah.
Never had a Christmas tree. Uh-huh. Now I'm I love it.
Sure.
I never had one growing up.
Yeah, they're tremendous.
Okay, and another big one coming up October 4th in 2 days is the big quilting show coming up. And you said the quilts are coming in.
Yeah, the quilts are coming. They're amazing. And, you know, so many of them are, you know, just it's interesting to see the personality of the creator that goes into it. It's just like a painting or anything like that. And, you know, they have different categories and different sizes and things like that. So there's really a lot that goes into it and a lot of pride that goes into the making of these quilts. And it's really a lot of one-upsmanship too. It's very competitive. And
now the 5K events website is 5k.org.
5kevents.org if you want to review this.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for these things would be festivalpark.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go to festivalpark.com.
Oh, man. Okay, festivalpark.com to see the events list. Yes. Then 5kevents.org
is the arm of our company that administers our runs and things like that. For the Pound the Pavement, that was a couple weeks ago. If you wanted to, you know, enter that, you'd go to 5kevents.org and sign up. So that's how we administer all of our different runs and endurance events at 5kevents.org. But 5K Events is the parent company of what we do to administer Racine Civic Center.
Okay. And if you want to hear it, make it simple, just listen to the podcast of what we did.
Yeah.
It'll be on probably tonight or tomorrow morning at WRJN.com. Search Don Rosen Show and you'll hear it. And or you can ask your mom, Patty.
Yeah. She knows them all.
Your son was talking, Patty. He was talking about these events. He sent to ask you about these events, Patty. So what about them?
Get me some tickets. And,
Patty, can your son sneak me in?
Yeah, well, it's just like when I do the 4th of July parade, they have a big party, and that's when she is really the belle of the ball.
Patty, I need about 50 tickets. Can your son get them for me free under the table? Okay.
We'd find a way to work it out.
Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. Sounds good.